On Tuesday, the 29th of January, 2019, Laura Shin, Director of Planning, gave a brief talk on the progress of San Diego State's Mission Valley expansion project. This is the audio of that presentation.
First of all, I want to welcome all of you. We are really, really excited about this opportunity to purchase the SDCCU Stadium site in the Mission Valley and to develop a campus to meet our needs for the next 100 years. This is really the next step in the process that we've been going through for a while. As you know, on our current campus, we have about 288 acres, but we're actually getting fairly crowded because we have a very diverse student body of north of 30,000 students, and we have a growing number of faculty and staff as well. So now is the right time to be able to think about our next 100 years and how we grow our campus. So we are very excited about that. I do want to note, though, that our vision does extend beyond the campus itself. We really want this to be a regional amenity. It's one of the last undeveloped sites in a central area of San Diego. So we want to make sure that we're developing something that is good for the entire community. And so to that end, we committed to a very engaged and transparent process. And this scoping phase tonight is really, or this afternoon, I should say, is really just the first step in that process. So to get rid of some housekeeping, first of all, the Alumni Center parking, if you parked in Garage 7, we're waiving our parking fees for this event, so hopefully that
next door, good news. Right?
Yes, next door, yes. So hopefully that is good news for those of you that parked there. I also want to just let you know the structure for the meeting. I'll be giving this presentation a couple of times this afternoon, so if you want to wander around and look at boards first, you're welcome to do that, or if others don't get a chance or come in late, they can catch up later. We do have subject matter experts in the next room, so if you have really detailed questions about things, they are much better to answer those than I am. But it's really important to get your comments in writing. So we have comment cards, we have a court reporter that can take dictation. We also, at the very end, I will show and keep up for quite a while some information about where you can send comments, either by email or if you prefer to send it by hard copy mail, you can do that as well. So again, I'm going to go really quickly through a presentation here just to kind of give you an overview. I'm going to start out with an overview of the CEQA process. I won't do a quiz. CEQA is the California Environmental Quality Act process. It's required for every major development in the state. And we have several phases to that process, and I'll talk a little bit about those. So I'm going to go over that whole process. I'm going to go over the scoping phase, which is what we're in right now. Then I'm going to talk about the project overview, just to give you a reminder or refresher or update on what we're doing, what we plan to do at the site. We'll talk a little bit about potential impacts. The folks in the next room can talk a whole lot more about those, but I'll at least give you a sense of where we have identified that we may have impacts. Then I'll talk about the next step, so you understand that this really is just the first step in an almost year-long process. And then at the end, like I said, I promise I will have a slide up there with all the information that you need to provide comments to us. The CEQA process is comprised of four steps. The first step is the Notice of Preparation, or NOP, or scoping process. And that really is about seeking input on what impacts we need to study. Then after that, we will develop a draft EIR. That takes a little bit of time, so there will be a little bit of a lull when you won't hear a lot from us, but we will be working furiously behind the scenes. The draft EIR looks at all those impacts, determines where there's significant impacts, and then identifies mitigations in those impact areas that are significant. We are going to provide a 60-day review period for this particular project during that draft EIR. There is a public review and comment period. After that, we'll do a final EIR. We will take all the comments that we get during the draft EIR, and we will put all of those into the final EIR as an appendix. We will respond to all of those. And then we will highlight any changes that we make in the final EIR, so it's very clear what changes have been made. And then the final step is approval or certification by the lead agency. In our case, that is the trustees of the California State University. So that'll be a board meeting, and that will be an open public board meeting. The scoping phase is really about identifying impacts. So the questions we need to ask is, what impacts will this project have? Which ones are likely to be significant? And that's really what we need your input on. We need you to help us identify those, to make sure that we don't miss anything, to make sure that we're studying those fully and that we're being comprehensive about it. We are going to include all of the written comments that we received during this period in the draft EIR. It'll be an appendix. We won't necessarily directly respond to those comments, but they will influence how we study the impacts of this project. I've worked on CEQA projects before, and they do make a difference in how we look at those impacts. And we will consider all of them as we analyze the impacts as part of the EIR process. As a project overview, just in case you were wondering where the site is, it is located in Mission Valley between Friars Road and the river, and between Fenton Parkway and the 15. We are really excited about its proximity to our campus. As you'll notice on this diagram, we have three trolley stops between us. That is somewhere between 5 to 8 minutes of trolley riding, and then a few more minutes depending on how well you are at timing your getting there right when the trolley's there. But it's very quick to get from one to the other. I would argue it might even be quicker on the trolley than it is by car, but it's very well connected to this campus. So we're very, very excited about that, and that's one of the reasons why this site is so important to us. In terms of the project overview, we've talked a lot about open space, and you will notice that this number has gone down just a little bit. Part of the reason, well, there's two reasons for that. One is that we have much more accurate property information now, and we're getting more and more accurate information every day. Previously, we had to use publicly available open source information like Google Earth or Google Maps, and you all know that's not exactly super accurate. So that's one reason. The other reason is that we've committed that we don't really want to make, we want to impact as little as possible the existing floodways, and that would be the river on the south, the San Diego River floodway, as well as the floodway of Murphy Canyon Creek on the east side of the project. And so we're, in order to stay out of those as best we can, we've moved our boundary line inside of the berm so that we aren't even on the berm, so that all of the levee action that that berm might have to protect water, all of the habitat that exists on that, we're not counting that as part of our project area, and we won't be doing any direct impacts in that area. To be perfectly honest with you, it's not going to change what it looks like. That's vegetated now, it will continue to be vegetated, the river will continue to be vegetated. So for all intents and purposes, it's not going to change. I will say that the 34-acre city park is still 34 acres. That has not changed. Our boundary and our total acreage has gone down a little bit. The next piece of the vision plan for us is really the 1.6 million gross square feet of campus. And I know that several of you, probably most of you, are from campus since we're an on-campus forum today, but some of you may be from the community. That's really important to us because, as we said, we've come to a point where on our existing campus, it's really hard to build without tearing something down, and that adds to the cost and the time of doing a project. So we're really excited about the opportunity to increase our campus space. This will be a combination of research and development space, both for our on-campus faculty, staff, and students, but it will also be an opportunity for our industry partners to come and have offices or research labs so they can work directly with the faculty and then potentially also with the students, which is a great opportunity for our students to give them that exposure to the industries they're going into as they're still students. We are also going to be building a 35,000-seat stadium. In fact, that's the first piece that we're going to complete in the project. That is for our football. It's an NCAA football stadium. It can also be used for community events such as concerts and other events, and also could be suitable for professional soccer. We're also going to be building 4,600 residential units. That will be a mix of everything from high-rises to mid-rise to low-rise. We are looking at definitely housing that will be marketed towards our students, and we will be hopefully be looking at housing that will be marketed towards our faculty and staff as well, because that's a great place to live. It's really close to the core campus, a very quick trolley ride to the core campus. But we will also have our 10% affordable on site. So we're going to have a range of options available. We're not going to restrict any of that housing, so it will also be open to the community. We know that San Diego has a housing shortage, and so we really think that this will be a great amenity for the entire community, as well as our student, staff, and faculty. We're going to be building 400 hotel rooms. Those will be built in two phases. Now, one of them will be a full-service hotel of about 250 beds. That one will also have some conference space, which we think will be very helpful for our campus constituents, our industry partners, as well as events at the stadium. And then we'll have a 150-room limited-service hotel as well on that. And we will be building 95,000 gross square feet of retail space. This is intended to be community-serving retail, so primarily focused on the activities and inhabitants of the site, whether they be folks working in the campus buildings, studying in the campus buildings, folks living on site, or attending events at the stadium. We are going to have a site that's a good size for a small grocery store, which will be helpful for the community and really exciting to think about having that right there for the people that are living and working there. I know I certainly really love the Trader Joe's right off campus. So we want to provide that same sort of amenity that folks that live and work on this campus. People have asked us about student capacity. We believe that this will provide the capacity for 15,000 additional students. That's FTE, which is a, those of you that are on campus know what that means. If you're not from campus, it's a math exercise that looks at students carrying a full load. A full load is 15 hours, and so every hour that a student takes gets calculated into that. So the student that takes 1 hour versus the student that takes 20 hours, the overachiever, they all kind of get averaged out into an FTE of 15 hours a person. And so we believe that the campus will have capacity for that, which is again very exciting for us. We have identified several areas, in fact, most of the areas under the California Environmental Quality Act. We believe there are potentially significant impacts. We don't have details on those yet because we need to still go through the process of really evaluating those carefully. We have identified one, agriculture and forestry resources that we don't believe will have any impacts because it's a fully developed site. It's essentially a giant surface parking lot. So that's one we don't think we'll have to look at very carefully. But we will be doing a full comprehensive series of studies on everything from traffic, biological resources, noise, cultural resources, all of the ones listed up here. After we finish the scoping process, we will move into the draft EIR. And as I mentioned, this is going to take us a while, so you probably won't hear from us again until sometime around the summer of 2019. We're hoping to have the draft out for public review and comment. This draft will include consideration of all of the scoping comments. We have to look at those and let those influence and impact how we analyze the impacts of our project. It will contain a fuller description of the project. It will also have a description and analysis of alternatives to the project so that we can compare those with what we're proposing. It will also identify any significant impacts, and it will propose mitigation measures for those significant impacts. So it's a pretty hefty document. So it is going to take us several months to get through that. That we will have web and hard copies available for folks to review, and we will be providing a 60-day review and comment period on that. After the draft EIR, we'll take another couple of months or so that we will then develop a final EIR. This will contain the comments and a response to every comment we get on the draft, and all of the changes will be highlighted. There's really three ways we can respond. Well, there's three categories of ways of responding to those comments. One is to modify the mitigation measures. One is to modify the project, another. And then the third would be if we really believe that we've done, that our modification is adequate and we believe we've done a good job, we can provide a fuller explanation of why we believe that to be the case. We are seeking approval of this in January of 2020 from the California State University Board of Trustees. That will be an open meeting. There will be speaker opportunities, and the materials are posted 10 days prior to that meeting. I don't have the date of that meeting yet. As soon as I get it, I will put it out there. And finally, why are we here tonight? We're here tonight to provide input. So we really, really need your comments. You can provide them in person at three different meetings. Obviously, tonight's meeting, you all are here. We also have two meetings scheduled, one tomorrow night and one next week in the Mission Valley, since we want to make sure we're inviting the communities that live around the site also and making it convenient for them. We do need your comments in writing. That is the best way to make sure that we get them and to make sure that we get them accurately. So you can mail them to me at this address, and I will leave the slide up. You can email them at that email address also. And if you want to see any related materials, the notes of preparation, the initial study, those documents as well as images that you may have seen previously on the project are all available at sdsu.edu/missionvalley. You can also go on there. There's a place to sign up if you want to get regular emails to be updated about this process and any other meetings we're having. And I do want to note that the deadline is February 19th, just to remind you, so no one's surprised by that.
Is that for comments?
That's the deadline for NOP, for scoping comments, for this first phase, yes. This is the conclusion of the presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please see our folks next door. Please fill out a comment card, talk to the CART reporter, and we really do appreciate you all coming here tonight. Thank you.
Do you have a...